You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
A father and his sons joined the other workers that day. Towards afternoon, the younger of the two came quietly to his father and asked the most horrific question. The father gasped in horror and disbelief. The older son was speechless, and the servants took shelter, expecting the father to rise up against his young son with righteous anger. Everyone waited for the father to explode and beat his son.
The young Middle Eastern son had asked his father to sell part of the farm that he would eventually inherit, give him the money so he could go away. The only problem was, in his society, it was like saying to your father, "Drop dead, I want you to die." The father was expected to get angry and even beat his son. After all, this was the most hurtful, the most contemptible, the most hateful thing that a son could do to his father.
But what the father did next was the most incredible display of unconditional love under the worst possible conditions. Despite this terrible request, the father agrees to sell this part of the land and give the money to the young son, even though it could lead to a possible downgrading of the farm's ability to provide for the family.
The young son doesn't hang around. He quickly packs his belongings and leaves town. His great fear is what the village folk might do to him. They may want to beat him because he has brought shame to his father and also to the village.
When the young son arrived in a faraway country, everything was exciting. He was able to live it up. No more constraints, no more Middle Eastern village rules and customs to follow. He was a free man, he thought. I can now do what I want to do. No one will boss me around ever again.
This young man made a lot of new friends. His money saw to that. Everything went well till the money ran out, so he decided he would just get a job. Ordinarily, that would not have been a problem, except he was a Jewish boy in a strange country. A famine had struck, and no one was going out of their way to help him. Sadly, and in desperation, he gets work with a pig farmer. Hungry, sad, and ashamed, the boy starts to think of home, and says to himself, "All my father's hired workers have more than they can eat, and here I am about to starve. I will get up and go to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against God and against you. I am no longer fit to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired workers.'" So he got up and started back to his father.
So the young son heads for home, but he braces himself for a very angry reaction from his family and his village. He assumes he will not be welcomed back to the family, but hope that the father may take pity on him and at least make him a servant. What humiliation he must have been feeling. Can you imagine how he would have been treated by the servants, not to mention the rest of the folk in town?
The young man approaches the village and an amazing thing happens. He was still a long way from home when his father saw him. His heart was filled with pity and he ran, threw his arms around his son and kissed him. "Father," the son said, "I have sinned against God and against you. I am no longer fit to be called your son." But the father called his servants. "Hurry," he said, "bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet. Then go and get the prize calf and kill it and let us celebrate with a feast." The story of the prodigal son comes from the Gospel of Luke chapter 15. Jesus also told two other stories and finished them this way. "I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 respectable people who do not need to repent. In the same way, I tell you, the angels of God rejoice over one sinner who repents."
If you would like to write to us, simply address your letter to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. That address again, George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank 2170.